Okay. Mondo, you in the house. What you got to say about all this, man?
Yeah, well, when Mo was bringing up the incidents
about directly into the mic there.
About how the Muslim and South Asian community have been attacked since September 11th. Well, since September 11th, over 200 Americans have died at the hands of police and law enforcement agencies. One, which was my cousin, Rick Escobedo, who was killed November 17th in Redwood City by the Redwood City Police Department. He was supposedly, a call was made where he was supposedly trespassing. So when the police got there, they attacked him. They wanted to pat search him and arrest him. But they called for backup. So eight officers ended up there, and they just like piled on top of him. And they put some holes on him on his neck where he had a crushed cartilage, torn cartilage. He ended up with eight broken ribs, three in the front chest, three in the lower on the abdomen, and three in the back. And he consequently died on the balcony of his own home. So if we're talking about terrorism, here's terrorism right in your own home. The police departments, they're no longer police departments. They're domestic soldiers that are attacking the citizens, and it's mostly people of color and people who don't fit the program. Like George was saying, if you're not with us, you're against us. You know, if you don't fit that little mold, that's who the police is going to attack. There has been numbers.
They're being encouraged now. You know,
right.
They're being encouraged, and people waving a flag going, oh, the police, they saved our lives, and they wouldn't do this. And so that's that comes back to everything that we're talking about, the media selling you a certain image, people buying into it, which gives folks a green light to do dirt under the cover of an illusion.
Of an illusion, exactly. That's just, for example, Officer Scher in San Francisco, one of the ones being investigated for conspiring to hide the information, conspiring to that incident with them two guys got beat up by the cops. Officer Scher is the officer who killed Mark Garcia several years ago, and he got promoted for that, for killing Mark Garcia. And he was having an emotional problem at the time when he was called. And when he got there, he just got into the confrontation. And,
wow.
You know, and that's happened several times. A lot of people who are having like problems emotionally or psychologically, right away, I have a list of them who've been just like wiped out by the police department because they don't want to deal with them. They just rather...
So you said there's been 200 killings since 9/11.
Yeah, since 9/11. We have a book, the Stolen Lives books from the October 22nd Coalition that we... it's in its second edition, and we have, since the early 90s, since the coalition began, they've recorded over 2,000 incidents where people have been killed by police departments and law enforcement agencies. And they're working on the third one that is going to come out this year. And we have another 2,000 to 3,000 more names to add just in the recent years. Now that we're a national organization able to start document all these incidents, numbers are just flying high. There's an epidemic of this brutality going around, and people are just not aware of what's going on.
Right. That's Armando Olvera with the October 22nd Coalition. As we get ready to wrap up, first of all, let me give you guys an opportunity. Give out a phone number for people that want to be involved, I guess, with your organization, Armando, and also Mo. Give us a phone number for you as well, so people want to be involved with the no on Crino, so that they can, you know, follow up. So start off with you, Armando.
Okay, you reach us at the 415 area code 846-5153.
Repeat again slowly.
Okay.
You know, people don't have pins at work and all that.
Yeah, that's 415 area code 864-5153. And we have a website. It's www.oct22.org.
Okay, October, you know, the abbreviation of October 22nd.
Exactly. And from there, you could get a link to my family's webpage for Rick Escobedo. And if you want to find out more of what's happening, where we're at with that.
Okay. Appreciate that.